Johnny, I remember chatting to you even a couple of years ago after a final, and you wanted to be back. You're now back twice since. But what's the feeling now that you have actually got there again?
I suppose relief just that we got back, because I suppose the group's tough every year. Not really looking at it in terms of it's a third final or anything, I guess. Like this is a new panel. It's a, you know, I think a 17 player turnover from the first year that I was here. So like it's not really relevant. Even last year's, we don't really see that it's relevant to this one. So just we're taking this one as it comes. You know, it's a new team, it's a new squad, and look, we're delighted to be in the final. But I mean, we know we've a task on our hands now to get this done.
In terms of your season, you know, you're missing a few early on. You picked up momentum as it went. I keep going back to those massive results at the end of the league. From the outside, seemed to really propel you, but you felt it turned earlier than that. But looking back on the Christy Ring campaign, how do you sort of dissect that part of the season?
Well, I mean, even if you take the season back to the very start, like, I mean, we thought we had a settled panel coming in after Christmas, and I mean, we lost Oisin O'Doherty and we lost Paul Cleary, and then we lost Corey O'Reilly and we lost Jack Casty. You know, added into Cormac was injured and Cahill Murray was injured and Rury was injured. And at the time, there was no way we were using them as excuses, but I mean, that was six or seven massive players missing from our panel.
Nailed on starters.
I think so. You take that forward. I think probably the turning point came after the Kerry match, where we took a serious hammer and we prepared for the Kildare match. And although we lost the Kildare match, who are now going into the Joe McDonagh final, though we equipped ourselves really, really well that day. And I think that's the day that it turned. That's the day that the boys stood up after it and said, look, we've nearly got our players back. We've nearly got our complement of players that we're going to have. Now's the time to press this on. And we really did. And like moving in, you know, great result in the last game against Donegal, moving into the Christy Ring. And we built their momentum, you know, and really we should have won the Meath match. You know, for all the talk about, you know, it was a big result for Meath and they had everything to play for and all the rest, like it was a match that we should have won. But the 2 week break after it was absolutely massive for us, because I think any team would tell you, playing week on week is sore on the bodies, you know, especially when every game's must win. And we used the 2 weeks really, really well after the Meath match, brought us into the Tyrone match, played really, really well. Weekend to Wicklow, played really well. And look, so far we've used our time well preparing for this one.
And that Meath game, it was the early goals that left you playing catch-up. You nearly did catch it, but it left you too much to do. And you touched on the Wicklow game that it was something you really focused on, and that's why the frustration was you didn't even keep the clean sheet. So it seemed to be a real desire at that side of things for you.
Aye, well, look, as I said to you after...
And the importance of it.
As I said to you after, like, Mark Craig and Paddy Turner and Sean Casty and Paddy Kelly, like, them boys thrive on clean sheets. And we were disappointed with the way we conceded goals against Meath, against London. You know, it's not what we're about. You know, if a team scores a goal, you've got to work for it. So we were disappointed with the goal that we conceded against Wicklow. But look, it's hurling. There's going to be them sort of things in a match. And like,
I suppose that's the stubborn spirit of somebody who's trying to win something. Standards and all those things.
100%. You know, and London are a team who score goals. You know, so that's where it becomes very important. Is like Saturday in Croke Park. Like London will, they'll go looking for goals. I mean, they've scored goals against everybody in the league. They're good. I mean, they're a good, really good side. So. No, like, defensively, our boys, you know, they don't like to give a pile away.
Is there much relevance to the time he's met before, or any, or a bit, or... It's always tricky, because you will play the team twice, the nature of the competition, so here you are.
I don't know if there's any real great relevance in it. You know, we've watched back the game, obviously, again, and I'm sure they have as well, and you get clips out of, you know, games that they'll have played, and they'll have clips of games that we'll have played. But I mean, when you get out into Croke Park, it's different. And you know, I know, you know, everything about it's different. And you know, how you deal with that, and you know, once the game starts, it takes on a mind of its own. So like, there's not a pile of relevance to it. Like, they'll be disappointed that they lost that match. They led it for 57 odd minutes.
Cormac's goal sort of gave his a turn on it at that point.
And suppose at that stage of the league, we were nearly going in at half time in every game, 5 and 6 points down because we were conceding goals. But like, we're not a team that panics. You know, we play the moments as they come, and we chipped away and we chipped away. And when our goal chances came in the second half, as they did in the first half, you know, we took them.
And I suppose on the Croke Park factor, are you hoping it's a help for you? I know there's a lot of new fellas in Johnny, but there's lots of people who've played there quite a bit. So are you hoping that that's a help?
Aye, well, look, I think we need to embrace it. We need I think as a youngster running about and playing hurling, I think that's what you want. You want to play in Croke Park and you want to win with your county and your club and all the rest of it. But, you know, if you play soccer in England, you want to play in Wembley. If you play Barcelona, you want to play in the new camp. Like, if you play hurling in Derry, you want to play in Croke Park. So no, look, we'll embrace the fact that it's Croke Park, and look, just can't wait to get there.